All right, today on North State Give and Take, I'm going to interview Michelle Radcliffe Garcia, and she is an outreach specialist for the California Telephone Access Program. And thank you, Michelle, for showing up.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Well, Michelle and I saw each other at a fundraiser, and she had a beautiful booth with all kinds of phones. And, you know, it was you have such a nice setup, and I wanted to know, what are you doing and what is the California Telephone Access Program?
Well, it's a state mandated program. It's been around for over 40 years, believe it or not. And we provide free specialized phones for people that have trouble hearing, seeing, moving, speaking, and remembering. So anyone that has any of those difficulties can easily get a phone from us. They just have to live in California, have phone service, either landline or a cell phone service, and get a doctor's signature on our application.
So let me just back up for a minute. Mm-hmm. So it's phones for anyone that's, what are the qualifications?
Hearing, vision, mobility, memory, or speech.
Okay. And is there a monetary, do you have to qualify financially?
No, there's no income guidelines at all. So it could be a millionaire. If they wanted to get a phone from us, they could. And there's no age limit either. So it could be a 10-year-old or a 90-year-old. It doesn't matter.
Okay. So what you do is you go to your doc. He gives you, it's like a referral, I guess we'd say.
Yeah.
Something like that. They have a diagnosis. And then they connect with you. And I saw them. Some of them are so good, like for someone who couldn't see very well. You know, I have a woman that I take care of. And I mean, she has a terrible time with her mobile phone, trying to hit the numbers. And there's buttons on the side. And, you know, these phones look so simple.
Yes. And that's the thing, too. So many people have cell phones now. So we have devices that work through Bluetooth. We have a few different devices. One is like a handheld device that will pair to your cell phone, and it gets a lot louder and it's clearer. But we also have another device. It's called the X-Link, and it's basically a box that you pair your cell phone to it through Bluetooth. And that allows you to plug in like a regular corded home phone. So if, say it's someone that, like you just said, has trouble dialing and they just have a cell phone, they can get one of our phones with the very large buttons. They're like 2 by 3 inches big. You know, they're that big, like the size of a Ritz cracker. And plug it into that X-Link, have their cell phone paired to that. So then they can use our phone to dial out, which is amazing.
That is amazing. And so that box just has to have an outlet, an electric outlet. And then you have to work with the person to pair it. So the mobile phone has to be able to be a Bluetooth device.
Yes. And all smartphones have Bluetooth, and most flip phones that I've seen have Bluetooth also, although okay, some of them do have a like an earlier version compared okay to the smartphones.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, that would be so great. So in the home, there's a box plugged in. You don't even really need to hold your mobile. Once you Bluetooth it up, then you can set that aside, because then you have a phone in front of you, a big one.
Correct. Yeah. So you use that for what you need it for, like the dialing. But we also, you can use like even a portable one and plug it in and have the use the same features, the amplification, the tone adjustment. The phone also has a slow talk button on that particular one. So uh-huh, when people talk really, really fast, you can push that button and it slows their voice down as you're talking with them.
Okay. So would they pick up a receiver if they had that, or do they just, they have a speaker option too, I'm sure.
Yeah, they would use, it has both actually on that particular phone. And that's another neat feature. You know how when you have a portable phone and you sometimes put the handset down in the kitchen and you have the bass in the front room, let's say, and then you could push the button to find that handset. Well, it acts as an intercom too. So if, you know, you have husband and wife, your husband's out in the shop and he has the handset out there, you can like call him from the base.
Okay.
And so the base, you would be talking through the speakerphone and then he would pick it up like a regular phone call.
Okay.
So that's pretty cool too.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So this is a California program and they just realized it was a need.
Well, the way that it started was the deaf community, they use TTYs, which are telephone typewriters, you know, for deaf.
Yes.
And it was very costly. So they lobbied and they got a bill passed to pay for those at no cost. And then our program has expanded, you know, for vision and mobility and memory.
Yeah.
And it just, it keeps expanding there as technology improves, you know, we keep getting new devices into our program.
Yeah. Well, for like this woman that I know, this couldn't be better just because a little mobile, you know, a little phone, it's difficult, you know, for any of those things. You can't hear, you can't see. She has a hard time pressing the buttons with her fingers. So that would be really a good thing for her. So how are you, I know you go places and kind of set up your booth so people get an idea about it. Is that sort of how you're getting the word out there? Or have you gone to some probably organizations and doing some kind of presentations and those kind of things?
Yes, I do presentations. I do booths at events. And excuse me, like today, for example, I went to a food distribution event and told people about it as they picked up their food.
Yeah.
So I just try to be creative in all different ways.
Sure.
We also put information in people's newsletters and doing interviews. This is great because so many people listen to the radio. So hopefully more people will learn about it this way. We do television advertising. And there's service centers throughout the state. We are the furthest north service center. There's two of us that work out of the service center. And it's part-time. It's on Churn Creek Road. But once people get their application signed, they can come in and we will show them all the phones that we have and help them choose the best one for their difficulties. And yeah, then we train them on it and then they could take it home that same day.
Okay. So you go to the doc. Do you have the form when you go see your doctor or does he just write it out, say on a script pad and that works?
You take the form to him and
take
then
okay.
Mm-hmm.
You take the form to him. Now, Churn Creek is in Redding or Anderson. Now, if you're in Chico, do you have to go up to get it to come to your office?
That's one way. Chico's kind of in the middle. There's also a service center in Sacramento and they're open Monday through Friday. If you aren't able to come for whatever reason, you can have the phone sent to you and they ship it through UPS. So we just need to have a physical address to deliver, but that's an option too. And you can always call in if you need assistance in setting it up or if you have any questions or anything. And they all come with the book too that describes how to use it as well.
So they could have a conversation with you on the phone about what might be the best. And then you would ship it to them here in Chico if it was someone that couldn't get up to Redding to get it.
Yes. And for other folks that maybe, like for someone that's blind, you know, it's very hard for them to get out and do things. My coworker, she does do home visits to people that with specific phones, like one of them is a captioned phone that people that are hard of hearing, they can read what the other person is saying, but that it takes a little adjusting to be, to switch to just reading instead of trying to hear what the person is saying.
Yeah.
So that takes a lot more training and it's good to do that in the person's home like that. We do those automatically. We do home visits for that.
Okay. Yeah. How long has this program been out there?
It's been around for over 40 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And really? Huh.
I have a lot of people say, oh, yeah, my mom had that phone. You know, it's like,
Yeah. Well, that's such a good thing for us to put it out there, because I didn't know that. And of course, I'm getting older, not that I might need one of those, but I deal with some people that are older. And yeah, they could just, they can, it would be so much better for them.
Yeah. Yeah. And we have so many things, you know, that's why I like to show people the actual phone, and so that they can have it in their mind. And then when they think about their family or maybe a friend down in LA or somewhere, it's like, oh, they can use that phone, you know?
Yeah.
Cause we even have phones for like quadriplegics where they can just, if they can only move their one hand, they can push a button and call out and push a button and answer the phone. Or even just tap their head.
Head, yeah.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah, so it's a California program. Okay. A program of the California Public Utilities Commission.
Yes. So it's actually paid for through a surcharge on everyone in California's phone bill. It's a few pennies a month. I looked it up one month. It was 12 cents on my bill.
Okay.
So it's not very much at all, but when you need it, you don't have to pay anything. So yeah. Nothing changes on your phone bill at all.
Yeah. Gee, you know, we ought to do that for a lot more things.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of painless and like you said, not a lot, but it sure gives a good service for free so that people don't have to worry about that part of it.
Yeah.
Or qualify. That's another one. People would think that they'd have to qualify. But I know that they do need to get that doctor's diagnosis to be able to do that.
Yeah. And it could be like their medical doctor or a nurse practitioner, a physician's assistant. I always tell people if they have hearing aids, a lot of times it's faster to go to wherever they got their hearing aids, like say it's Costco even, and they can sign our forms.
Okay.
So that makes it a little faster instead of maybe waiting for their doctor's appointment.
Right. Well, sometimes even to get a primary, then get them to sign it.
Yeah.
That can take a long time.
Right.
Now, how do they get the form?
They can download it from our website. Our website is californiaphones.org. They can also call in and get it. Our phone number, the call center is 1-800-806-1191.
And then you'll send it to them in the mail?
Yeah, they can have it sent to them. If there's an organization or group that would like to hear about it, I can do a presentation for them and give out the applications then.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'll keep my mind open about that too, about maybe having you come down to Chico and do one of those. That would be good.
Yeah.
That would be good. Have you done many in Chico?
I have. It's been a little while. We're just now starting to get back out after COVID.
Yeah.
So not everyone is completely opened up. So I'm still trying to, you know, see who is open and willing to do it. We do a lot of senior nutrition sites and senior housing.
Yeah.
But we'll do Rotary Club, any group that will have us, we will present.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind. I've got a Rotary guy in my family.
Oh, good.
I'll talk to him.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, it's so good. It was just a great display. I really appreciated you the other day.
Thank you.
And it made, you know, it was friendly and, you know, inviting so that people could, you know, see if it was something that would work for them.
Yeah.
You're listening to a pre-recorded interview with Michelle Radcliffe Garcia. She's an outreach specialist with a program of the California Public Utilities Commission, California Telephone Access Program. So stay tuned. We'll be back to talk some more with her. Interview with Michelle Radcliffe Garcia from the California Telephone Access Program. You're listening to 90.1 FM KZFR Chico. My name is Bobby Tryon, and this show is called North State Give and Take.
And just to let people know, too, we also do smartphone trainings. Because a lot of times more mature people will sometimes maybe get a phone. And it's not even that. I used to only use an Android phone. And then for work, they gave us an iPhone. I didn't know iPhones, you know? Yeah. So we did the training when we first started it, and it's like, oh, okay, that's how you do that. You know, yeah. So it can be really helpful for a lot of people, and you get a workbook with it. It's very helpful. So we do that for iPhone as well as for Android.
And so the person gets the iPhone and then you'll do the training?
Yeah, they have to have their own device.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They get, okay. Yeah. All right. Well, I'm glad to know all this, and we'll put that out there for people. And let's do this again. Give me your website again.
It's californiaphones.org.
Okay. And that number.
Phone number is 1-800-806-1191.
Okay. So people can call with any questions, go online and check it out. Yes. And what a good program. I'm just glad it's when you say 40 years, I'm so surprised that it's been going on that long.
Yeah.
They just probably weren't organized on how to get it out, the word out in the world or whatever.
Yeah. It's really grown, you know. It started out small and then it's grown.
Become, yeah.
I guess they used to administer it through phone companies.
Uh-huh.
So
I see.
A lot of times people will say, oh, yeah, I got it through the phone company years ago, you know.
Yeah, interesting. Yeah. Do they still do the TTY thing?
We do have TTYs, but most deaf people will text or they use video relay if they sign.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Less and less.
Yeah. But we do have 711 where people can call if someone does have a TTY that's deaf. Another user that isn't deaf, they can dial 711 and then they'll get an operator and then they talk through the operator.
I see.
Yeah.
So they still have that available. Yeah.
Yeah. And then we also have that for what's called speech to speech. So say like someone has a stroke or something and they have difficulty speaking, but like their family might understand them, but they call their doctor and they might get hung up on.
Yeah.
If you dial 711, there's operators trained in speech, so they take the time to understand what you're saying. And you could even do it through video so that they could see the person.
Easier.
And then they revoice for them so that they can still remain independent, even though they're not able to speak, you know, as well as they could before.
Yeah. Well, this is the world of communication. It's a good thing. It's a good thing to have out there to get anything done. You kind of have to talk on the phone.
Right.
Seems that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, very good. Thank you, Michelle. I appreciate you and I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for offering to let me do this.
Yeah, sure. Okay, good. I'll see you later.
All right. Take care.
All right. This has been an interview with Michelle Radcliffe Garcia, an outreach specialist from the California Telephone Access Program, a program of the California Public Utilities Commission. You can hear this interview and any of my interviews by going to kcfr.org and going to programs and then going down to Tuesday, where you will see any of my interviews with some pictures usually and a website and ways to get in touch with the people who've been in the interview. KZFR now has an easier way to listen to archives as well. And that is when you go to the website, you hit the tab at the top that says Archives. When you go there, what you'll get is a direct archive of the last 2 weeks of programming. So if you want to listen to programs within the last 2 weeks, you simply go to Archives and go to the show. After 2 weeks, they come off of the archive. You can listen to North State Give and Take Archives for longer than 2 weeks by going to Programs, go to Tuesdays, and go down to North State Give and Take. And then you can see all the interviews that I've done. So please do that. And if you'd like to be on North State Give and Take, please give me a call or text me at 530-520-1593. I sure would appreciate it. And thanks for listening. You can catch this again on Thursday at 5 p.m. Because my interview ran a little short today, I'm going to fill in with a couple of little shows. One is called The Democracy Minute, and the other is Bird Note, both of which I've heard at other times and have liked them. And then a song by Matthew Barber. You've just heard a show called North State Give and Take, and stay tuned for more good programming on KCFR, your community radio station.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Election day is upon us and voter registration in most states is closed. But if you're lucky enough to live in one of the 21 states which allows same-day registration, you still may be able to vote on election day. Used to help make voter registration more accessible since the 1990s, same-day registration has been attacked recently as unsecure, despite the facts. New Hampshire, which has used same-day registration for decades, recently tightened its restrictions with no justification, making same-day registrants use a provisional rather than normal ballot. Same-day registration is used most often by new residents, younger citizens, and eligible voters who are historically underrepresented, such as the Black and Latinx community. To register on Election Day, you'll need these documents in most states: a state-issued ID, proof of your citizenship like a birth certificate, passport, or naturalization papers, and proof of your residence such as rental receipts, property tax bills, or utility bills showing your name and address. Check your state or local election office website before you go. In some states, you may also need to sign an affidavit, have your picture taken, and may only be able to use a provisional ballot until your address is verified. But it may be your best option to have your voice heard, so use it. We have links to same-day registration information and groups taking action at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. Granny D said, democracy is not something we have, it's something we do. For the American Democracy Minute, I'm Brian Beal.
This is Bird Note. Bird feeders full of seeds or suet can spark nonstop action. Chickadees flitter in and out. Finches expertly crack one seed after another, while nuthatches stab at suet. Jays, doves, woodpeckers, and sparrows all join the flurry. Where seed lies scattered on the ground, dozens of birds hop, peck, shuffle, and flick their wings and tails. This might bring to mind a neighborly picnic, but it's not quite as friendly. At any given moment, there's a distinct hierarchy in effect. A blackbird brusquely takes over a finch's perch at the feeder. Juncos scratching on the ground jump out of the way when a jay lands near them. Even among juncos, adults oust youngins from prime feeding spots. Simply put, more dominant birds are able to displace lower-ranking birds. Cornell's Lab of Ornithology has created relative dominance scores for birds that visit feeders. The scale is based on observations people have made at their backyard feeders. In general, bigger birds rank higher, but not always. A pint-sized downy woodpecker can eject some larger birds from the feeder. Is it because woodpeckers have especially spiky bills and powerful claws? Feisty small birds like warblers and hummingbirds, tiny dominators, often chase off weightier species. So, the next time you're watching a bird feeder, try to figure out who's in charge. For Bird Note, I'm Mary McCann.
I'm gonna walk right in, pay the money down, I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. I'm gonna march right through and make a smile your frown. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. I'm gonna lick my wounds, I'm gonna swallow my pride. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. I'm gonna cash my chips and get the hell off of the ride. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. Settle my accounts with you. I'm gonna let you in on a little place I've been. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. Yeah, I've been down and out, hanging with doom and doubt, but I'm gonna settle my accounts with you. Oh, cause now I'm back on top, riding high after the flop. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you, cause we haven't in a long, long time. We haven't in a long, long time. You get what you owe, I'll be body soul. The pleasure is all mine. Oh, and now the worst is past, and we can carry on at last. I'm gonna settle my accounts with you, and I could kick your ass. Yeah, you win the looking glass. I'm gonna settle my